Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 9, 1805. The Cash. The captains are aware of the difficult journey ahead and realize that they may have too much equipment to haul over the falls and the mountains. They also realize that they're going to need some of their supplies for the return trip. Captain Clark writes the journal entry for today.
A fair morning, the wind hard from the southwest. The river during the night fell 1 inch. We conclude to bury a few of our heavy articles, some powder and lead provisions, and a few tools in case of accident, and leave one pirogue at this place, and as soon as those things are accomplished, to ascend the South Fork, which appears to be more in our course than the North Fork. Captain Lewis a little unwell today and takes salts. Send our 7 men to make a cache or hole to bury the stores, air out clothes, and finish the cache or cellar. The men all engaged, dressing skins for their clothes. In the evening, the party amused themselves dancing and singing songs in the most social manner. Captain William Clark, June 9, 1805.
Captain Lewis ponders further evidence that the South Fork is, in fact, the Missouri.
Another impression on my mind is that if the Indians had passed any stream as large as the South Fork on their way to the Missouri, that they would not have omitted mentioning it. The South Fork, from its size and complexion of its water, must enter the Rocky Mountains, and in my opinion penetrates them to a great distance, or else whence such an immense body of water as it discharges. It cannot proceed from the dry plains to the northwest of the Yellowstone River on the east side of the Rocky Mountains, for those numerous large dry channels, which we witnessed on that side as we ascended the Missouri, forbid such a conjecture. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 9, 1805.
Lewis describes the cache as simply a hole dug in the ground large enough for what is to be buried. Everything is dried before being placed in the cache. The floor of the cache is a crisscross of dried sticks that functions much like a pallet. The top is a piece of sod carefully removed and replaced to conceal the structure. Pierre Crozat was familiar with this procedure and was put in charge. Tomorrow, stashing the red pirogue.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.